我哋預備咗豐富嘅午餐，希望我哋陣間可以彼此問候同埋互相認識。我哋啲伙食都唔差嘅。
And you will be in for a big treat.
我哋都好想 treat 大家，係免費嘅。
So today I have the privilege of sharing with you God's word.
今日好歡喜同大家分享一段神嘅説話。
So I want to just pull the audience for a minute.
想問大家一個嘅問題。
The question is this. How many of you like gardening? Put your hand up.
請問在座有幾多位中意係種植同埋園藝嘅咧？得兩個咁少。
Well, I'm with the majority. I don't like gardening, but I like to watch things grow.
我同大家一樣，我其實仲有渣嘅，但係咧，我好中意睇到植物生長嗰個嘅過程。
I have what you call a black thumb.
我種咩都死嘅。
Everything dies. It's just one thing. But today I want to share with you a story that Jesus shared with his disciples and with the crowd at the Sea of Galilee.
今日想同大家分享嘅系主耶稣喺加利利海岸边同一大群人所讲嘅信息。
He was preaching to the people.
佢对嗰啲嘅人喺度讲道。
But the crowd had gotten so big that he had to get into a boat and preach from the boat.
佢本应喺岸边嗰度嚟到讲道嘅，但后来因为人实在太多，佢要坐上船嗰度嚟到同人分享信息，嗰啲人就喺个岸边嗰度听佢讲。
And Jesus was a master storyteller.
主耶稣是实在是讲故事的大师。
He loved to tell parables to his audience.
他经常都用比喻来讲一些道理。
And parables are stories that illustrate spiritual truth.
比喻通常都是用一些简单生活性的事情，让我们更加能够明白。
They are simple, common illustrations of common events and circumstances that listeners can relate to, but they have some spiritual meaning.
通常都在我们生活性的事情里头，让我们可以深入浅出地来理解一些属灵的教导。
As we read in our passage today, there was a farmer who sowed soil on four different types of soil.
今天这段的经文，主耶稣用一个农夫去讲解四种撒种的比喻。
One fell on the footpath.
有一种的种子落在路旁。
Where the birds ate it up.
那些雀鸟飞来吃晒它。
One fell on the rocky ground.
另外一種嘅撒種係落咗喺石頭地上邊。
Where it was scorched by the sun because the roots had no nourishment from the soil.
因為咧嗰啲嘅土壤嘅裏頭，佢哋被暴曬嘅時候就好快嚟到係得唔到養分嚟到死去。
And the third one fell upon the thorns or the weeds.
第三種嘅種子佢哋就落咗喺嗰啲荊棘嘅裏頭。
It grew, but then was eventually choked by the thorns and the weeds.
因为有嗰啲杂草嘅缘故，嚟到塞住嘅时候，佢就唔能够生长啦。
But one fell on good soil.
但一只系撒咗落去一个好土嘅上边。
And that one grew and grew.
佢系嚟到生长，因为佢好滋润。
Because the soil was fertile.
同埋好肥沃嘅土壤。
It was moist.
亦都係好濕潤嘅。
And it grew 30 times.
佢可以產生出30倍嘅收成。
60 times.
60倍。
100 times.
甚至100倍咁多。
As much as it had been planted.
可以好多咁樣豐盛嘅豐收。
So if some of you have been listening, you would realize that there was only one seed that was planted in the good soil.
如果你心水清嘅咧，你一定知道只系得一种嘅嗰个种子系撒咗落系丰收嘅地土上边。
The three other seeds did not make it。
其他嗰啲嘅撒种都系唔收成嘅。
One got eaten up by the birds。
其中一种系被雀鸟食晒。
The other one ended up dying because of the sun scorching it。
另外一种嘅种子都系被太阳嚟到晒干死嘅。
And the third one got choked by the weeds。
另外一種嘅種子去到呢個嘅野草叢生嘅頹土嘅裏頭。
So what was Jesus trying to teach his disciples?
咁主耶穌究竟用呢個比喻教導門徒啲乜嘢咧
？After the crowd had dispersed, the disciples asked him, "What does this parable mean?"
當大部分嘅人群離開曬嘅時候，門徒就問主耶穌呢個比喻嘅意思啦。
And Jesus interpreted it for him, which the explanation can be found in Mark chapter 4, verse 13 to 20.
主耶稣就为他们讲解这个比喻，就在马可福音4章13至20节，我们找到那个经文。
That's where we're going to spend the majority of time today.
我们今天会一同来看这段的经文。
So, Jesus begins to explain to his disciples what each seed represents.
主耶稣就同佢门徒讲解撒种系代表咩嘅意思。
The sower is a person who preaches the word and shares the gospel message with others.
撒种嘅人就系同人分享福音嘅人。
The soil is a recipient who hears the message and responds to it.
土壤就系听到之后而作出回应嘅人。
The seed is the word of God.
种子就系神所传嘅道。
And just like each seed responds differently to each soil, the recipient of the word of God will respond differently to what they hear.
正如种子落在不同的土壤里头会有不同的收成，听的人、听到的人都有各不同的反应。
So let's take a look at each seed, one by one.
当我来看这些撒种的时候，我一起探讨不同人的回应。
Seed number one.
撒种子的一。
We have the seed that fell upon the path.
种子落咗喺路旁嘅上边。
In verse 15 of chapter 4, it says that some seed fell along the path.
第十五节嗰度讲到有啲嘅种子落喺路旁嘅里头。
And as soon as they hear it, Satan snatches it away.
当人听到咗之后，魔鬼撒旦就将道理嚟到夺去。
Before it can be sown into their hearts.
在他们神的道落在人心之前，他就来到抢夺。
The bird is a lot like Satan, who snatches away the word of God before it takes root in a person's life.
雀鸟就是代表魔鬼。
Satan will do everything in his power to make sure God's word does not remain in someone's heart.
魔鬼会用尽他一切的方法，叫神的话不能够停留在人的心里头。
He will pluck it out just like a bird will pluck out the seed from the soil.
他会在人神的说话在人的心当中生根建造之前就来到抢夺。
However, when the seed is deeply planted, it is very difficult for Satan to snatch it away.
因为他知道当神的说话在人的心当中生根结果的时候，就应该很难来到将它来到除去。
So what's the result of seed number one being planted?
那这个第一个撒种的成效是怎样呢？
There's no crop.
是没有收成。
There's no seed.
没种子,
and there's no soil that remains effective for growing anything.
那个路旁也都是没有泥土的。
Some commentaries say that the path is like a person who has a hard heart.
有些解经家说到撒在路旁的种子是指到人对神话语没有反应。
It is a heart that is not responsive to God's word.
冷淡和刚硬的心不能够生出属灵的生命。
No spiritual growth can occur in a hardened heart.
神不能够工作在这些心灵的里头。
Only God can remove that heart of stone and replace it with a heart of flesh that will be receptive to God's word.
唯有神将石心改变成为一个肉心的时候，这个人才能够容易接受神的说话。
And let's move to the second seed.
我们来看第二种那个撒种的比喻。
This seed fell on the rocky ground.
这个种子是落在石地上面。
In verses 16 to 17, it says that this seed was sown upon the rocky ground.
16至17节那里讲到这个种子是落在那个土浅石头地上面。
And they hear the word.
他们听到了之后。
They receive it with joy.
他们要欢喜来接受。
But as soon as the persecution comes, they fall away.
但是很短的时间，一面对困苦和迫害的时候，很快他们就放弃信仰。
So what was the problem with this seed?
那这个种子落在这个地上有什么问题呢？
The soil was too shallow.
那个的土实在是太浅了。
Not only that, but there was a rock that was underneath the soil in the Palestinian world. There was a layer of topsoil, and then below there would be a rocky ground.
不单止是这样，那个泥土层呢是很薄之外，那个泥土层下低那些是岩石地。
That plow would not be able to get to the rocky ground that was below.
那些农耕那些的松土都不能够在这些地那里来到作工的。
So just imagine a plant trying to grow.
如果你在那些地方那里来到种植的时候。
It begins to grow and it sprouts very quickly.
它可以生长得很快。
But as soon as it hits the rock,
但当它一接触到那些岩石层的时候，
The roots have nowhere to go.
那些根不能够再生长了。
but it needs the moisture from the soil in order for it to continue growing.
那些根需要水分来吸收养分。
So rather than going downwards, it goes upwards.
当那些植物不能够向下生根的时候，它就会向上生长。
But it loses its moisture because there's nowhere else to retain and to get the moisture from.
它不能够保持 keep 住那些水分的时候，亦都是不可以健壮起来。
So just imagine what will happen.
你可以想象到会发生什么事。
It's kind of the same way as when you are dehydrated, or your plant is dehydrated.
你可以想到那些的缺水的那些的生物是会怎么样。
If you don't water it, what happens to your plant?
如果你的植物都你不淋水的时候会发生什么事呢？
It will die, right?
它一定会死去。
Okay, so the same thing with this seed, that once the hot sun comes and it burns down onto the plant,
当日头一晒的时候，它就会晒到那些的植物是枯干。
Because it is taking away the moisture from the plant through its hot sun, hot heat.
因为那个太阳的日头会蒸发晒那些水分。
And it will eventually shrivel up and it will die.
它会干涸而死。
In the explanation that Jesus gives to his disciples, he explains that seed number two is a lot like someone, a Christian, who hears the word and receives it with joy.
主耶稣解释到这个第二种的种子那里教导，就是说当人听到神的话的时候，开始的时候是欢喜领受的。
But as soon as persecution happens,
当他有成长，但一旦面对迫害的时候，
their enthusiasm for God wavers.
他们对神的热切就很快来到冷却。
Their faith withers up like the plant.
就枯萎。
And they fade away.
他们就会离去。
The reason for this is because they might not want to face the cost of being a Christian.
因为他们实在不愿意付出作一个门徒的代价。
They may want the benefits of being a Christian, such as being saved from hell and going to heaven.
或者他们都很乐意得着救恩，脱离地狱的火的。
But when it comes to suffering for Jesus, they're not interested.
但是当讲到为耶稣基督受苦的时候，他们都没兴趣了。
In Luke 9, verse 23, it says this, If anybody wants to become my follower, you must put aside your selfish ambition, shoulder your cross daily, and follow me.
路加福音九章二十三节那里讲到，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
So what kind of persecution would people face once they start believing in Jesus?
跟从耶稣基督的人，他们究竟面对什么迫害呢？
They might find their friends don't want to hang out with them anymore.
或者他的朋友都不想跟他一起了。
They might find them they having some trouble in their marriage, especially if one spouse does not doesn't believe in Jesus and the other one does.
或者在婚姻关系上面都有很多的矛盾。
And in other parts of the world, they may be killed for their faith.
或者在世界某一处的地方的时候，他们都可能面对要牺牲生命，要被处决。
First Peter chapter 4 verse 12 to 13 explains to us why is it that we need to suffer and how does this connect us to Jesus?
彼得前书四章那里讲到，耶稣基督的受苦受难是跟我们真的可以带给我们看到一些他的苦况。
I'll read this verse in English and then Winnie will read it to you in Cantonese.Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering as though something strange is happening to you. But rejoice that you participate in sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when the glory is revealed.
亲爱的弟兄哦，有火炼的事验临到你们，不要以为奇怪，似乎是遭遇非常的事，倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。
So for seed number two, a Christian who has believed but is falling away, they see persecution as being a bad thing.
很多的基督徒看到这个逼迫是一件非常可怕的事。
But persecution can actually strengthen your faith.
但是同时逼迫也都是可以来到磨练信徒的信心的工具。
As our society is changing now, Christians will soon face a lot of persecution, even within North America.
我们今天所处的时代社会是时时都是改变的， 已經係認可好多事情係我哋唔所能夠接受嘅。
One issue would be in terms of homosexuality.
其中一樣就係同性戀嘅合法化。
Now our society is telling us we need to be tolerant of all cultures, religion, and sexual orientation.
不過講到我哋真係應該嚟到包容文化、宗教同性取向嘅差異同埋自由。
But in doing that, they are also saying that Christians are being intolerant by not being tolerant.
但我哋反都睇到嘅係基督徒處處被針對同埋控告。
So you can see that as a form of reverse discrimination.
这个是一个本末倒置的事情。
So, as believers in Christ, are we willing to face that kind of persecution to stand up for what is right?
那我们作为基督徒，我们有没有立定心志，即是行神眼中喜悦的事，来到为神来有站立呢？
Are we willing to stand for the truth and be able to stand up for the right values according to God's word?
還是我們真的願意來到在真理那裡來到行道，按神的心來到行事。
Once people are not willing to pay the price to follow Jesus,
當人不願意來到付這個代價跟從神的時候，
their faith will waver.
他們的信心也是枯萎。
It may shrivel up.
我們都會離去。
And get smaller and smaller.
都是越來越的，來到越信心軟弱。
Until eventually it may die.
我们的信心也都会死去。
But true faith is refined by the trials that we go through.
真正的信心一定要经得起火的考验。
And that is how our faith gets deeper and stronger.
就是我们信心可以更加来到坚固和刚强。
The third seed fell among the weeds or the thorns.
第三种的撒种是落在荆棘的里头。
It grows for a while.
它生長了一段的時間，
but then gets choked by the weeds that grow up around it.
但是跟周圍那些雜草一起生長的時候，就被那些雜草塞住，沒辦法成長起來。
Who knows what happens when you cut the top of a weed, but you leave the roots in the soil? Does anybody know what to do? What happens?
你們有除過雜草的都知道，如果你只是除了雜草那些表面的時候，會發生什麼事呢？
Bad news, right, Michael? Yes.Okay, the reason why it is bad news is because if you just cut off the top and you don't take out the roots,
如果你清除雜草只係 cut 咗佢表面嗰啲嘅時候，冇將佢嗰啲根連根拔起，
the weeds get stronger.
嗰啲嘅雜草生得更加頑強，
and grow taller.
仲更加高添。
So you're in for even more trouble.
係更大嘅麻煩。
If you love gardening.
如果你中意種植的話。
So what happens when the weeds grow alongside of the plant?
當那些雜草和那些種子一起生長的時候，
it sucks out the moisture from the plant.
它來到在周圍那些附近那些植物都是吸曬那些水分。
It takes away its nutrients.
它將其他那些營養都是搶了過來。
Until it has nothing left to grow.
讓到那個地裡頭都沒曬其他營養了。
And as it grows taller and taller,
当它生得越来越高大的时候，
its broad leaves cover the plant, so the plant cannot get enough sunshine.
它那些叶呢都是越来越大，你都是阻挡其他植物去得到充足的阳光。
And when a plant cannot get enough sunshine, we all know what happens, right?
我们都知道，如果植物得不到它应有要的阳光的时候，
it cannot produce its own food.
它不能够有光合作用，
and it eventually dies.
它就会死了。
It cannot be fruitful and grow well under these kind of conditions.
它都不能够在一个这样的环境底下来到生长得好结果子。
Jesus explains that the thorns and the weeds in this parable are the worries of our life.
主耶稣讲到这些杂草所指导的是生活上的忧虑。
The deceitfulness of wealth.
物质的诱惑。
And other things that crowd out our faith and leave no room for it to grow.
其他的欲望令到我们都不能够成长起来。
And when these thorns crowd out our faith,
当这些事情来塞住我们的心的时候，
we must take action and yank out the weeds from the roots.
我们一定要趁早来到斩草除根，
before they have a chance to grow and choke out the plant.
不要等到它有机会来到真的阻住我们的生长。
Weeds have a way of disguising themselves as being innocent.
雜草有時睇嚟都好似無傷大雅。
But let me tell you the truth.
但我真係將一件事話俾你聽。
Weeds are weeds, and weeds are not your friends.
雜草始終係雜草，佢唔係你嘅朋友。
And that's the same thing with what Jesus was teaching us. He's trying. Oh, sorry.
哦，呢個就係耶穌基督教導我哋嘅。
He's trying to teach us certain things.
就喺呢個事情上邊度讓我哋明白。
He wants to teach us that worry is not our friend.
憂慮亦都唔係我哋嘅朋友。
The deceitfulness of wealth is not our friend.
錢財嘅誘惑都係唔係我哋嘅朋友。
The desires of other things is not our friend.
對其他嗰啲嘅物質嘅慾望都唔係我哋嘅朋友。
They must be removed.
一定要將佢嚟到清除。
They have to be yanked out.
一定要連根嚟到拔起。
In order for that plant to have a fighting chance to grow.
咁樣樣先可以讓我哋嘅信心可以嚟到堅固。
So it may require us to reprioritize some of our decisions in life.
有啲可能係需要喺生活上作出一啲優先次序嘅安排。
We all know that Chinese people in general love money, right?
我哋唐人都係好中意錢財嘅。
Money is our security, right?
我哋有錢先感覺到有安全感。
We feel safe when we have money in the bank, right?
我哋嘅銀行嘅存折係我哋嘅常常常都睇住嘅。
Yeah, so that becomes our security blanket.
呢個係我哋嘅安全嘅我哋嘅來源。
But money in itself is nothing wrong with it.
但係金錢本身其實係冇問題嘅。
But if it's the love of money that can be dangerous.
是對錢財嗰個貪愛先至係一個問題。
Jesus teaches us that we either love money or we love God.
我哋一係愛神，一係就愛錢財。
We can't love both.
我哋唔可以兩樣都愛。
We have to make a choice.
我哋一定其中要揀一個。
And the same thing with worry.
關乎到憂慮嘅問題。
Worry is very much like a thorn that tries to choke us and tries to take away the joy in our life.
憂慮即係我哋嗰啲嘅雜草，嚟到阻住我哋生長嘅。
We tend to worry because we want to try to control certain situations.
我哋好多時候都係想嚟到控制嗰個嘅環境。
But Jesus teaches us very clearly that we should not worry because God takes care of us.
但係主耶穌教導我哋唔好為將來嚟到憂慮，因為佢會嚟到係為我哋嚟到掌管呢一切。
We need to give our worries to Jesus and let Him carry those burdens for us.
我哋要將憂慮嚟到交託俾神，讓佢嚟到掌管。
Since everything is in the hands of God, why don't we entrust our lives to Him?
如果我哋相信神嘅話，一切都喺佢手當中，點解我哋唔可以信得過佢咧？
So this is what we need to do if we want the seed to grow. We need to be able to overcome our worries, and we need to also give up our love for money.
我哋一定要去嚟到唔好憂慮，要學習嚟到去交託俾神。
And finally, the last seed.
最後呢個撒種。
Oh, okay. Sorry. I guess you just have to use your imagination.
冇咗個 slide.
That's okay. The last seed was basically just soil with a plant growing.
最後嗰個係講到呢一個嘅會生長收成嘅種子。
This seed fell on amazingly good soil.
呢個種子落咗喺非常之肥沃嘅好土上邊。
This soil was free from rocks and weeds.
係完全冇石頭或者係雜草嘅。
It grew and grew more than expected.
比我想象中嘅收成係更加豐富。
Jesus interpreted this seed that fell on the good soil as being someone who hears the word, they accept it, and then they understand and retain it into their hearts, and then it bears fruit.
主耶穌解釋到，呢個就等於好似人聽到神嘅説話，嚟到接受同埋明白嘅時候，將佢常常將佢嘅話藏喺心裏頭。
So what does it mean to truly hear God's word and to understand it?
咁究竟明白神道理係咩意思呢？
We can see this as a good illustration.
我哋睇下呢幅图就明噶啦。
As you see, this tree is planted firmly in the ground.
我睇到呢棵树真系好牢固嘅嚟到喺呢一度嚟到生长。
Its branches are large.
佢嘅枝子都好茂盛。
And it's planted by the waterside.
佢系栽种喺水边。
Psalm 1:3 says this: He is like a tree that is planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaves do not wither. Whatever he does prospers.
诗篇第一章第三节：他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。凡他所作的，尽都顺利。
So this psalmist is talking about somebody who delights in God's law.
这个讲到人是非常渴慕神的律法。
And it says that they would prosper if they are firmly planted by the streams of water.
如果他在神的话语那里很牢固的时候，他是会非常的稳阵。
A tree or a person who is firmly planted in God's word will not only bear fruit, but will also be able to weather any storm that comes their way.
当神人是很牢固在神的话语种植装他在心当中的时候，无论风吹雨打，他都不会有动摇。
A person who's planted in the good soil will not be afraid of persecution or trials that come their way.
当人是有神的话语在他心当中的时候，他不会因为逼迫而来到退缩。
Because their faith is firmly planted in the Lord, and they trust God to take care of them.
因为他的信心很牢固，是一心来相信神。
And another thing that a seed planted in good soil will do is to bear fruit.
一个健康的植物，如果当它是很茂盛的时候，它一定会结果的。
Bearing fruit is the mark of every believer.
信徒来到开花结果，也是一个记号。
We bear fruit when we share our faith with other people.
当我们跟人分享我们信仰的时候，我们结果子。
We bear fruit when we develop the fruit of the Spirit in our characters.
当我们有像主耶稣基督的性情的时候，我们结果子。
We bear fruit when we are not just hearers of the word, but we are also doers of the word.
当我们听到又行道的时候，我们都结果子。
And we bear fruit when we remain in the vine and we allow God to give us opportunities to bear fruit.
当我们连于基督耶稣的时候，是枝子的时候，我们都自自然然会结果子。
A person who bears fruit for Jesus will shine brightly for Jesus in dark places.
为主耶稣结果子，就是将基督的光照在黑暗当中。
They will bring the gospel to those who desperately need to hear.
为那些迫切需要福音的人，就是将光和神的爱带给他们。
And they will share God's love with people.
将神的爱来跟他们分享。
A seed that grows in good soil will have enormous impact for God's kingdom.
当种子生长在好土的里头，它那个深远影响是非常之巨大。
In Jesus' time, the way they explained this whole idea of a crop was what was the yield at the end? What was the result of what they achieved from sowing the seeds?
在主耶稣的时代，他们看一个收成有多丰盛的时候，是量度他们有多少个倍增的收成。
So just to give you some farmer statistics.
即俾你有啲嘅概念。
A crop that was 7.5 times the crop that it planted would be considered an average crop.
一个农夫若有七倍嘅收成，已经系相当平均，系唔错噶啦。
A crop that would grow tenfold would be a very good crop for a farmer.
一个收成若果系有十倍，就系非常之难得噶啦。
So Jesus would say that a seed that's planted in a good soil would far exceed anything that they could ever plant.
主耶稣讲到这个庄稼那个的丰收是远远超过种子自己的价值。
As we read in scripture, it would grow from 30 to 60 to 100 fold the amount that it was planted.
好像经文所讲到它得那个收成是30倍、60倍至100倍。
So the word of God, when it's firmly planted and it is retained there, will produce amazing results.
当神的话留在人心当中的时候，可以带出非常之奇妙的果效。
So for those of you who are Christians, let me take a moment to talk to you.
我想跟大家分享一些事情。
One of our responsibilities, as I just explained, is that we would need to bear fruit.
我们基督徒其中一个责任就是要结果子。
So one thing we need to do is we need to be sowers of the word of God.
我们都要成为一个撒种的人。
But we need to think. We need to keep certain things in mind as we sow the seeds.
但我哋都要谨记一啲嘅事情。
Number one,
第一
，a sower should not prejudge the soil.
我哋唔应该系凭自己预先嘅判断。
What do I mean by this?
究竟系点解咧
？Okay, I mean that if say, oh, yeah, Pastor Sid is good soil, okay, or Michael not good soil, okay. That's just as an example.
我哋可能指名道姓觉得某一啲人系好土，有啲人唔系好土。
Okay, so it, God does not want us to prejudge and say, oh, that person is part of good soil, this part is rocky soil, so I'm not going to sow the seed to the rocky soil.
我们不应该这样来判断人。
Because sometimes even the hardest heart can be changed and eventually become a believer.
但是即使是最刚硬的心都可以来得救的。
Our responsibility is just to sow the seeds.
我们的职责只是将那个种来杀开去。
The second thing I want to talk to you about is this.
第二样我同你分享嘅。
The success or failure of how a seed grows is not our responsibility.
撒种所得出嚟嗰个果效唔系我哋所决定嘅。
We plant, we water, but God causes it to grow.
我哋撒种，我哋嚟到灌溉，但系唯有神让佢生长。
And we sow the seeds not so that we can have a lot of numbers of people coming to Christ.
我们所撒的种子，我们不是为了看增长的人数。
It's more about being faithful and allowing God's work to work in people's hearts.
但我们要忠心，以及让神的话工作在人的心当中。
We leave the results to God.
我们将那个果效交托给神。
A third thing I want to say is that a sower is to be faithful, not successful.
我们做撒种的，神要求我们是忠心，不是业绩。
Sometimes you will face rejection.
有啲时候都会遭遇到人嘅拒绝。
Sometimes you will face those who have a hard heart who don't want to hear anything that you have to say.
有啲人真系都唔想听我哋讲任何嘅说话。
Sometimes you will feel like it's not worth it to share the gospel with people.
你有时都会感觉到好气馁，都唔想同人再讲啦。
But God is looking for faithful servants, not successful ones.
但系神系想揾忠心嘅工人。
Don't quit. Keep praying and keep sowing those seeds.
冇灰心，我哋仍然要继续嘅祷告同埋撒种。
One day God will reap the harvest in His timing。
到时候嘅时候，神就会收成。
And once the seeds are grown, we as NCAC have a responsibility to disciple them so that the seed will grow deeply into the soil。
一旦种子开始成长嘅时候，我哋教会 NCAC 系有责任去训练门徒更加嘅追求成长。
And now to conclude, I just want to remind you that the reception of God's word is determined by the condition of the soil.
那个的土壤究竟接收神的说话究竟是怎样的时候，很在于那个是什么的土。
And if you look at your heart is like the soil.
如果你来到苦心自问的时候，你的心灵也是一个土壤。
Your heart is the soil where God wants to plant his word in you.
你的心灵就是神所将他的说话放在你的心当中。
But it's all up to the receiver and how you will receive the message.
究竟你是怎样来接收的呢？
Will you resist?
你会不会来抗拒呢？
Will you harden your heart towards God?
还是是刚硬起你的心来呢？
Will you fall away when persecution comes?
还是是当有逼迫你的时候你就想离开了？
Will you allow money and wealth and worries choke up your faith?
还是你是让钱财或者是忧虑来到塞住你的信心呢？
Or will you allow your faith to grow in good soil?
还是你是让你的信心在好土的里头成长起来？
Each one of us has a choice to make.
我们每一个人都要来到选择。
And even if our heart is hard right now, or in one of the other three soils, we can ask God to remove those obstacles and help us to hear His word.And to understand it and to retain it.
即使我们那个心灵那个状况是刚才所说的三种的土壤，你愿意的时候，神都可以来到除去这些障碍，将真理放在你心当中。
God is a master plower.
神是一个的撒种的原主。
He is a divine gardener.
他是天国的原主。
And he is the one who can soften our hearts, to make them receptive to him.
祂可以来软化你的心灵。
Would you like to do that today?
你想不想呢？你愿不愿意呢？
Let's take time and let's pray.
我们一同来祷告。
I'll just pray in English, just so that we can just hear with one voice. Dear God, I want to thank you for this message and thank you for reminding us, Lord, that you truly desire that we would be planted in the good soil. I just pray, Father, that you would help us to remain in that good soil.You would not allow things to distract us or to take away our faith or to to challenge us in certain ways. But we pray, Father, that even in the midst of persecution and trials, God, that we would stand firm in our faith and we would stand strong with you because we know that you are God who loves us. We know that you are God who hears us. And we know that you are God who answers us when we pray to you. And Lord, I just want to pray for those who have gathered today. We just want to pray for those who are on the rocky soil or those that our hearts are perhaps hard towards God. We just pray for those who perhaps have been distracted by money or worries that have been trying to choke out their faith, Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would remove those obstacles, God, that you would be the one to set them free from these things, Lord, so they may truly hear your word, God, that they may truly receive you, and they may know that you are truly a God who wants to be their friend and a God who truly wants to have a relationship with them. So, Lord, work in people's hearts today, Lord, and continue to allow us to see the great things that you are doing. In Jesus' name, amen.